Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world, a candle glowing brightly in their eyes as they're getting ready to go to bed. And as I travel all over the world, I meet boys and girls and have great experiences and hear all the stories of their activities. I was talking to a young man, his name was John, and he's 8 years old. And John is kind of a talented boy. And as I was talking to him, he was sitting outside and he was playing with some mud. And I said to him, "Hello, John." And he said, "What are you doing out here, Mr. Candle?" And I said, "Well, you brought me out here so that you could work in the nighttime when it's dark out on your project. What are you doing, John?" "Well, Mr. Candle, I am making a sculpture." "You're making a sculpture? Well, how interesting. Where did you hear about that?" "Well, I heard about that from the magazine. Mother had a magazine laying on the table. It had this lady who was making all sorts of sculptures of people's heads and animals and all sorts of neat things, and I thought I'd try that too. But John, why are you sitting out here in the cold evening air and it's dark and just me, Mr. Candle, lighting what you're doing? Why don't you go in the house and do this?" "Well, I don't want to get the house dirty." "Well, that's a noble idea, not to get the house dirty, and that's very true. But John, don't you think your mother could easily vacuum up your dust and your dirt when you're making your project?" "But I don't want to do that. Mother works hard all day long to make money to help us with our family and make things nice, and we try to help her keep the house clean too, all four of us kids, because we think that's a nice thing to do." "Well, how does that work? You know, here you are in downtown London, and you're out in the backyard here, and you have this beautiful dirty yard. It's more mud than it is grass and flowers, but it's okay. Well, this is what I have to play with." "All right, John. Now, what is it that you're making?" "John, what are you doing?" And his sister Jean, who was 6 years old, she called out. She says, "John, what are you doing out there?" And his sister was always so curious. She wanted to know everything that John did. And so she came down the back porch stairs into the backyard and saw that John was working in the dirt. "And John, what is that that you're doing? That looks terrible." "Well, Jean, what I'm doing, I am sculpting a head." "You're sculpting a head? Looks like it's just a bunch of mud." "Well, it is just a bunch of mud, but it's sort of clay mud, and it's sort of wet, and it sort of stays together. But John, look at how dirty your hands are, and look at how dirty your knees are, and just look at how dirty everything is." "Now, Jean, think about this. When you look at something, and you just see what it looks like, and you don't know what it's supposed to be, then, of course, it's not what it seems like." "Oh, come on, John. That looks just like a bunch of mud." "Well, John, Jeannie, sit there once, quietly now. Just sit quietly and see if you, the 6-year-old girl, can sit there quietly and just pay attention." "All right, John, I will." And so, as Jean sat there quietly, she watched John. And John took the mud and he made it into a solid inside. And then, little by little, he took a little pan that he had, and he had some wet mud in that. Not sloppy, but just wet. And he took little pieces out of there, and he put it onto his other piece that was kind of solid. And he put on what he called a nose. "Now see, this is a nose. I put this on there and it sticks on there real nice." And so with that nose, the mud stuck to the front of the ball of clay of mud. And then this is an ear, and he put an ear on each side of the head, and then he put mud, and he said, now these are eyes. Oh, but they don't look like eyes, John. They don't look like eyes. They look just like mud. Well, just them wild, Jim. We'll see what comes up. And so he took the mud, and he swirled it around a circle to make the eyes. And little by little, he made the eyes gently, gently, gently. And the weather was drying it off nicely, and so his wet mud became drier and drier and sort of clung to the big chunk that he had underneath. And then Gene says, John, it doesn't have a mouth. I'm coming to that, Gene, I'm coming to that. And in a few moments, he began circling around in the place where the mouth is going to be. And just then his brother Paul, 12, and his brother Ralph, 15, they came out the back door. What are you kids doing out here in the backyard? It's so dark. And John says, I'm working. And they came down the back porch stairs, and they came into the yard and looked at what he was doing by the candlelight. And they said, you're working? That looks just like mud. Well, it is mud, but I'm using it as my modeling clay. But John, that looks so dumb. Well, just let me have my way. And so the two boys had been through this before, and they sat there and they watched Gene as Gene was so closely watching what John was doing. And little by little, John was curving it around here and curving it around there and adding little bits of mud here and little bits of mud there. And pretty soon it did look like a face. A face they'd never seen before, but it looked like a face. And Ralph, who's always the first to come up with a compliment, John, that's pretty good. How did you learn to do that? I saw it in the magazine here. Well, John, you are very good. And Paul, who liked to pick up on what Ralph said, because Ralph is the older brother, Paul says, you know, John, I've never tried that. You're pretty smart. You're a pretty smart guy. And John kept working. And Jean sat there, her eyes aglow in admiration for her older brother, who was doing such a wonderful job. And little by little, the face looked more like a face. And then, in the door, in the back light door, the light went on, and there was Mom. What are you kids doing here in the backyard? You should be in the house. Mom, I'm working here, John said. Now, John, what are you working on in the dark like that? And he says, Mom, I'm being a sculptor. I'm making a clay model. Well, you are? Well, for goodness sake, can I look at it? Sure, Mom, come. So, Mother clopped down the back stairs and out into the backyard to see what John was doing. And as she looked, she says, John, you are a creative man. I am so proud of you. You are so creative. And Ralph says, I thought so too, Mom. I thought so too. He's a good kid. He's got a lot of great ideas. Do you think he'll be a great artist someday? And Paul said, maybe a sculptor? Maybe like Michelangelo? And Mother looked at John and said, John, what do you think? And Jean says, sure, he'll be a Michelangelo. What's a Michelangelo, Mama? And Mother had to smile and she had to laugh. She said, Jean, a Michelangelo is a great artist, a great sculptor who made beautiful sculptings. Would you like to go and see them one of these days? Oh, yes. Well, I'll take you down to the museum and we'll look at all of the beautiful copies of the sculptures of the world and we'll see just what John is trying to do. Oh, Mom, that would be fun. Can we go tomorrow? Tomorrow, Saturday. I would have no school tomorrow. Well, I don't have to work tomorrow either. All right. I tell you what, We'll all go down to the museum tomorrow and see what other sculptors are making. John looked up at his mom. Mom, what can I do with this sculpture? Well, John, I tell you what you do. It's getting too dark now to do much more, but you just leave him right there, and you take a box, and you take the box and put it upside down over him. And then you put a rock on top of the box so that it doesn't blow away. And then tomorrow, in the daylight, before we go down to the museum, you'll be able to come out here and check your piece of sculpture and see how well you did. And John, maybe we can stop at the art store and buy some clay that you can really work with in sculpturing. Or you know, John, when I was a little girl in school, our teacher taught us how to sculpture using paper mache. You take old newspapers and you rip them all up into pieces, in little tiny pieces, and then you make them with a paste so that they are sort of sticky, and you keep it wet, and then you sculpture whatever it is you want to sculpture. It's a little messy, but it's easier to work with that mud, because that mud doesn't cling together very well. But John, let's see what we'll do tomorrow. Okay, now come on in, get washed up for supper, and let's have a lovely evening together. John got a box and he put it over his sculpture, put a big rock on top of it so the wind wouldn't blow it over or somebody bump it over him. And they all went into the house and got cleaned up for supper. And they sat down for a lovely supper, sharing ideas of what sort of a sculptor John might be, and whether John really wants to be a sculptor, or whether this is just one of the many things that John does as he teaches himself how to do all sorts of exciting things. Well, boys and girls, that's the story of John and Jean and Paul and Ralph. And John's example to his sister Jean, it was just so wonderful. Jean sat there in admiration and delight with her older brother showing her wonderful things that he was doing. Now, I see Mr. Sandman coming along, and he's got his pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it on all the boys and girls everywhere. So it's time to go to bed now. So jump into your bed and call your mommy and daddies and say, Mommy, Daddy, it's time for bed. I'm going to sleep now. Come give me a big hug. And mommy and daddies come in and give their kids a big hug and say, Good night, my lovely child. I love you. And you, to your mommy and daddy, you say, Mom, Dad, you're the greatest. I love you. I love you so. And then snuggle under the covers. And Mr. Sandman's pixie dust sends you into wonderful dreams of beautiful ideas of a beautiful life. So until next time, boys and girls, this is Mr. Candle speaking. And I'll be back to visit you. But until then, know that I love you. I love you. I love you.